All right, let's talk about two of my absolute favorite Pilates exercises, the one leg kick and the double leg kick. Seriously, if you spend a lot of time sitting, these are the perfect antidote for your body. We're going to break down exactly how they build a stronger, healthier back. So here's the question we're all dealing with, right? We spend so much of our lives hunched over, at a desk, on our phones, in the car. Our backs are just not happy about it. So how do we actually fight back against that constant forward slouch and build the kind of strength that lets us stand tall and feel good?
Well, the answer is kind of fun. We are literally going to learn how to kick our own butts. But, and this is a huge but, it's not about just flailing around. The magic is in doing it correctly, with the kind of precision and control that Pilates is famous for. It's all about the how.
So, what are these kicks, really? Well, think about your day. It's filled with forward bending, or what we call flexion. These exercises are the exact opposite. They're your body's personal antidote to all that slouching, designed specifically to fire up everything on the backside of your body.
And when we say backside of your body, we're talking about something called the posterior chain. Imagine this incredible network of muscles, like a superhighway, running all the way from your upper back, down through your glutes and hamstrings to your heels. This is your power center for good posture, and these kicks are like the perfect alarm clock to wake that whole system up.
Okay, before we even think about a single kick, we have to lay the groundwork. There's a universal setup for both of these moves, and let me tell you, it is absolutely non-negotiable. This is your foundation for success and safety.
Let's build this together from the ground up. Go ahead and lie on your stomach. First, feel three points anchoring you to the mat, your pubic bone and your two hip points. Really press them down. Now, gently pull your low belly up, like you're creating a little air pocket under your tummy. Next up, the shoulders. Widen your collarbones and think about sliding your shoulder blades down into your back pockets, away from your ears. Keep the back of your neck nice and long, with your eyes looking just a bit ahead of you. And finally, the most important tool you have, your breath. Inhale to find length and use a strong exhale to lock in that control. Whatever you do, don't hold your breath.
All right, foundation is set. Time for our first move, the one leg kick. Now, we're going to approach this as a progression. We have to build the pattern first, get that solid, before we add any extra flair.
So tier one is all about one thing, just patterning the movement. Your only goal here is to learn the basic hamstring curl while keeping your pelvis, your ribs, and your shoulders completely still. This is 100% about control, not about how fast or how high you can kick.
So from that setup, you're going to press into your forearms and lift your chest up into a Sphinx position, elbows right under your shoulders. As you exhale, slowly bend one knee, bringing your heel in towards you. Here's the absolute key. Your thigh stays completely glued to the mat. Then you inhale and lengthen that leg back out with just as much control. That's it. The only part of you that's moving is that lower leg.
I love this cue. Lift from the glute crease, not your low back. It really makes you think about where the work is coming from. The energy for this kick starts right where your glute meets the top of your hamstring. Initiating from there is what keeps you from just arching and jamming into your low back. It ensures the right muscles are doing all the work. And you can really see the progression here, can't you? In tier one, we nail the pattern, thigh stays down, everything is stable. Now in tier two, we're going to level up. We're adding two new things, that classic kick-kick pulse and a tiny little hover of the thigh off the mat. This is where the challenge really starts.
Okay, let's do it. Tier two is where we add that classic Pilates rhythm and really put our stability to the test. So you're back in your Sphinx pose. This time, I want you to hover one thigh just barely off the floor. I'm talking a paper-thin space. That's it. From that hover, you exhale and give me two sharp pulses, kick, kick. Then you inhale and reach that leg out as long as you can before you gently set it back down. The real trick here is to do all of that without letting your pelvis rock an inch.
And this is the perfect cue for it. No pelvis party. I love that. It's a great reminder that while your leg is doing this fun rhythmic dance, your core and your pelvis are totally serious. They are locked in and stable. Imagine a cup of tea is balanced on your low back. You are not spilling a single drop. Okay, you've mastered the single leg, you've built that stability. Now it's time for the grand finale, the double leg kick. This move pulls everything together, both legs, your upper back, your arms, into one big, flowing, powerful movement. The setup here is totally different. You'll lie all the way down with one cheek on the mat.
clasp your hands as high up on your back as you can get them to really open your shoulders. Now, this is a two-part move. Part one happens on the exhale. You kick both heels in for three quick pulses. Kick, kick, kick. Your thighs stay heavy on the mat for this part. Then comes part two, on the inhale. This is the big finish. You lengthen your legs straight, reach your clasped hands toward your feet, and let that energy soar your chest forward and up into a beautiful extension. Your head comes to the center. You will feel that whole posterior chain light right up. Then, with control, you lower back down, turn to the other cheek, and get ready for the next round. Now, because these are such powerful exercises, our form has to be on point. So let's put on our coach's eye for a minute and go over a quick safety checklist. We want all the benefits and absolutely none of the strain.
These are the four most common things that can go wrong. First up, the banana back. If you feel pinching in your low back, you've arched too much. The fix is simple. Press your pubic bone down more and don't lift your chest so high. Next, shoulder shrug. If your shoulders are creeping up toward your ears, slide them back down. If your hips are rocking side to side, you need more core. Use your exhale to stabilize and just make the kicks a little smaller. And finally, if your knees are flaring out wide, ease up on the force and keep them tracking straight back from your hips. And please remember to modify for your body. If your low back feels sensitive, a small folded towel under your hips can be a game changer. If your neck gets tense, just make the chest lift smaller. It's okay. Hips feeling a little tight? Just take your legs a bit wider. And if your knees are complaining, don't bend them as much and make the kicks gentler. The whole point is to listen to what your body is telling you. So after all that kicking and lifting and stabilizing, what's the one big idea that holds it all together? What's the main takeaway here? It really all boils down to this. Range is earned. A bigger kick or a higher chest lift isn't the goal in and of itself. The goal is to first create stability and length and then see how much movement you can create without losing that stability. You earn a bigger range of motion by proving you can keep your pelvis quiet. It is quality over quantity every single time. So the next time you're on the mat, ask yourself, am I focusing on the kick itself, or am I focusing on the stillness that makes the kick powerful?